USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The border crisis continues with a new record on Wednesday. 834 migrant children without a parent or guardian were apprehended at the southern border in one day, the highest daily number in history. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, who led the largest federation of unions in the country for over a decade, died unexpectedly at 72 on Thursday. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer on the floor.
He had in his veins, in every atom of his body, the heart, the thoughts, the needs of the working people of America.
Two women, Olivia Winslow and Cameron Amy, who were caught on camera attacking Trump supporters in Delaware last August, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of theft, child endangerment, and hate crimes. In the video, the two women were seen destroying Trump signs and stealing a Make America Great Again hat from a small boy. They will be sentenced in September. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.